Welcome to Lehigh Valley Art Salon on WDIY. My name is Charles James. Tonight's show is an annual preview of Music Fest running the first 11 days of August, beginning on preview night, Thursday, August 1st, at 16 free stages and one paid stage. Now in its 36th year, it is the largest free music festival in the country. My guests tonight on Lehigh Valley Art Salon are Mark Demko from ArtsQuest, who is the Senior Director of Communications, and Shayna Super, who is ArtsQuest Performing Arts Specialist. Welcome to Lehigh Valley Art Salon.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you very much.
Mark, can you highlight a couple of changes this year that are taking place with this, you know, stages and the plazas and parking, you know, help us navigate the festival this year?
Absolutely. You know, you touched on one of them already. We're opening with a special preview night at Steel Stacks. We'll have the Earth, Wind, and Fire performing on our Wind Creek Steel Stage, as well as music at America Plots and on our Town Square. So we'll have live music and food kicking off things for the residents of the Valley here a day early, and then we'll get underway with the entire festival 5 o'clock on the 2nd. But one of the things we have new this year is our former Experience Plots venue is now Zinzenplatz, and that's a nod to Countess Benigna von Zinzendorf, who helped to found Bethlehem in the early days. And she started the all-girls seminary, which eventually turned into Moravian College. So we've taken that venue and we've evolved a little bit, and we're going to have great tribute acts performing there during the festival. We have a Van Halen tribute. We have a John Fogerty tribute and a lot of other great live music. So we haven't had live music at that site in a few years. We're excited to bring that back. We're going to have a, believe it or not, an arcade there. We're going to have 20 pinball machines and video games. So a new type of attraction this year. People can come and play. It's a courtesy of PinFest, which does the pinball festival over there in Allentown. And we're going to have Prismatica, which is this really wonderful and dynamic art exhibition. It comes out of Canada, and there are these incredible lighted prisms that are going to be set up throughout the venue, and people can come and this is really wonderful transformation of the site through art. So that's a new venue we have this year, and then we actually have 10 new food vendors that are coming to the festival this year, 40 in all, but one of them is Jose Andres. He's a very world-renowned chef out of the Washington, D.C. area. He's a two-time James Beard winner. And they're going to be serving food out of a 1963 Airstream set up on Main Street, specializing in Spanish-style food. So we're pretty excited. A lot of great things going on this year.
So the pinball machines are going to be set up where?
At Zinzenplatz. We're actually going to have pinball machines and video games set up there, and people can come and play. And, you know, we're always looking at doing different things, not only throughout the festival, but at the different venues and things like that. And so that's a new addition this year, and we hope people really like it. It adds to the family activities that we have going on. You know, we have usually have free art activities taking place throughout the festival, and we have the Crayola Creativity Tent and things like that. And this year we decided to partner with them and bring in the video games and pinball machines.
And so you mentioned there hasn't been music at that Plots for quite a while, and it used to be the Banana Plots some years ago, and then went through maybe it was a children's or kinder Plots for a little while, and now it's music. It's Zinzenplatz, and that's where the name came from. So I noticed this year looking at there seems to be more of an emphasis on alternative and indie bands. Not that they're the majority of anything, but they definitely seem to have grown in terms of the offerings this year, Shayna.
That might reflect some of our own personal tastes as the bookers at ArtsQuest and just kind of how routing falls for different bands. We go in trying to get a really diverse lineup, but we can't pick when the bands are available and you know, that kind of stuff. So it's kind of just the way the cards fell this year. But
and you have Guster playing.
Oh, yes. That is a personal favorite. I am very excited for that one. That is on Wednesday night at America Plots, probably around a 9:20 start. So everybody should definitely head out for that one.
And there's just one Wednesday of the festival. So it runs those first 11 days in August. So I'm very excited to have them come to town also. And let's listen to something from Guster.
All the colors and the shades. Stay-
Yeah, performing on August 7th. Guster coming to town for during Music Fest. A lot of great artists, and there's some there's a blues artist that I'm pretty excited about also performing on August the 4th on Sunday at America Plots, that first Sunday of Music Fest. And that's Nick Moss coming to town.
Yeah, kind of on the Chicago blues and jazz scene. It's soulful, but it's energetic, and I think it's going to be a really great closeout for that stage that night.
Let's listen to something from Nick. That kind of Chicago shuffle sound you were talking about.
It's, definitely.
You know, that one can get some people on the dance floor. And that's going to be, I guess, at America Plots.
Yep. Which it'll close it out that night.
Which is also known to a lot of people throughout the year as
Love It Pavilion Steel Stacks.
Yeah. So a place I think we're proud to have here.
Yep,
with
definitely.
A lot of free shows and some great jazz shows just recently. Red Barat is coming back to Music Fest this year. They're kind of a wild show, and I'm not quite sure how you would categorize them, and maybe they don't need to be.
That's a good point. I think they're quickly becoming a festival staple, just something people expect at Volksplatz. We say Bhangra, funk, rock, you know, kind of. It is hard to fit them into a box, but they're quickly becoming a favorite.
Hello, baby.
A lot of things to get you on your feet this year, and Funky Dogs Brass Band there, playing an excerpt of that along with Red Barat just before that. Funky Dogs has been in town a few times, and they're not too far from this area, are they?
No, I think they're based in Connecticut, and we love them here. I mean, we love having brass bands in general, but they bring a unique twist on a brass band that I think appeals to different age groups, and they just give it their all every time they're here. If it's hot, if it's you know, whatever it is, they are giving it 100% on stage every time.
It seems like they're going to be another one of those bands that people are going to associate with Music Fest, come back to see, and have, you know, developed kind of reputation over the years.
Yeah, definitely. I think they enjoy their time when we're here, and we love having them, so...
Blending some kind of hip-hop and almost hip-hop and rap that brass band sound. Really great. And there's a local band also that's going to be, I guess, Funky Dog's Brass Band, I believe, is playing that Monday and Tuesday of Music mm-hmm. Fest. And prior to that, on that Thursday preview night, as well as Friday, is a local group that's playing that also has kind of that groove sound and maybe a little funk to what they do.
Yeah, so the Groove Merchants are playing preview night at America Plots, that when it's called that, and they'll be then at Volks Plots the following night, and they are all over the Lehigh Valley scene right now, and I hear them on Philly channels now. I mean, they're getting really big, so we're lucky to keep having them.
Our love is just smoking bed. Nah, 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 nah. Yeah. Oh, I sure had fun, baby.
And music from the Groove Merchants here on Lehigh Valley Art Salon. We've been talking with Shayna Super and Mark Demko from ArtsQuest. We're going to take a short break, and then we'll be back with more to preview what's happening at Music Fest 2019 after this.
Spread the word about your business or organization to a well-informed audience. Become an underwriter with WDIY. Our lineup of NPR news and locally produced programs reaches thousands of engaged listeners in the Lehigh Valley and beyond. Underwriting on WDIY is an affordable and effective way to provide information about your product and services to people who care. To learn more about underwriting opportunities, 610-694-8100, extension 6, or WDIY.org.
We're back here on Lehigh Valley Art Salon. My name is Charles James, and I'm your host here on Lehigh Valley Art Salon, talking with Mark Demko of ArtsQuest, who's the Senior Director of Communications, and Shayna Super, who's the ArtsQuest Performing Arts Specialist. And I guess you are involved with booking the bands and helping to select the entertainment each year. Is that correct?
Yeah, so I came on this year. I started at the end of January, and it was kind of just getting all of these free stage acts booked. So there's over 400 performers, 500 performances. So it was quite an undertaking, but it's nice to see it all coming together, and I'm excited for Music Fest to finally start.
And you've probably attended the festival in the past years?
Yeah, and I've attended it in an ArtsQuest capacity before this, and just as a music-loving patron, so I'm excited to be back.
Well, you know, one of the paid shows you have has Steve Miller, and opening for Steve Miller is an artist that we've been playing a lot here on WDIY over the last year, and that's Marty Stewart and his fabulous Superlatives. So this is somebody who's kind of on country charts and gets some airplay on outlaw country. And we're going to listen to a cut from him as we continue. I play him on Rhythm and Roots also on Sundays. So let's listen to something from Marty here on the Lehigh Valley Art Salon.
The big bright moon is shining down on the desert sand. I reached down, touched the earth, and held it in my hand. As the dirt fell through my fingers, the wind did seem to say, don't put off until tomorrow what you can do today. Just
he'll be playing on the Wind Creek Steel Stage as one of the paid shows at Music Fest.
Yep, Saturday, August 3rd.
And along with Steve Miller. And I know that there's quite a few things going on there. We're talking a lot about the free shows tonight, so they're just, to me, as exciting as a lot of the paid shows. So
a lot of
great talent. Sarah Borges and the Broken Singles are another group that's coming to town, and a group that we played over the years here on WDIY. What can you tell us about her?
Yeah, what a great night August 7th is going to be at America Platz with Guster closing and then opening up with Sarah Borges, who we've had in a couple different capacities at a couple different events. But we got her full band, nice rock and roll, but kind of pop accessible music that I think everybody's going to enjoy. Big strong man, you're a strong silent type. I'm the thing you've been waiting for that hasn't happened yet. How many ways can I say that I love you? I'm just waiting for you to say I love you. On the day we met, I knew I'd settle for one. I used to prance around the town.
Mark, as far as navigating the festival and parking, I know that with Martin Tower coming down this year, that used to be one of the venues that people could go, I believe, to get a bus. But
yeah.
So what is their alternative this year?
So there are actually a lot of great parking options when you're coming to Music Fest. We have the off-site shuttle lots, and we didn't use the Martin Tower lot last year. We had the Valley Center Parkway lot, and then we have Emory Street lot. So we made that change anticipating that things would change with the Martin Tower. So it's very popular shuttle service, especially in the evenings and the weekends. People park, and then they ride in. They pay $5, and it's round trip, and they get dropped off right in the heart of the festival grounds. But if people are coming earlier in the day, a lot of people opt to park at the if they're going to the north side, they'll park at the two City of Bethlehem parking lots. There's the one on Walnut Street and the one on North Street, so they can park there, and you basically can walk right down Main Street and check out the different venues underneath the Hill-to-Hill Bridge. And more people are actually starting to use things such as Lyft and Uber. So there's a lot of great ways to get the festival. We even have some people that'll take the Atlanta bus service in, or they'll even ride their bikes and park at something called Pedal Plots. So there's a lot of great ways to get to the festival.
And you were talking about some of the stages at the beginning. Was the Ice House used last year for comedy as well, or is this the first year?
So since we've opened Steel Stacks, we've presented about 750 different comedians, local, regional, and national. And we started to slowly integrate late-night comedy shows into Music Fest, and then we partnered with Lehigh Valley with Love to do comedy plots at the Ice House. We did it for one weekend. This year, it is two weekends of Music Fest, plus we've added in, they're either at 4 or 4:30, family-friendly comedy shows. So we continue to expand that because of the growing demand for comedy and, you know, here in the Lehigh Valley, and it's great that we can add that element into Music Fest as well.
One of the things I enjoy is the Americana rock kind of offerings that Music Fest does. And on Friday night, on the second Friday Music Fest, which is August the 9th, Liederplatz presents something just like that.
Yeah, it looks like Liederplatz is like the place to go when you kind of want that rockabilly swing kind of music with the Ultra Kings on the Friday and the Midnight Shift on August 10th. I think those are really great compliments to each other, and we'll get people out on the dance floor for sure.
Yeah, 18 wheels makes a beautiful sound when I put the hammer down. Something like a hurricane, something on the ground. Yeah, 16 tons in a simple car, rolling on down that hill. 27 miles out of New Orleans, my next stop, Louisville. I was raised on bacon and black coffee. I'm a diesel drinker daddy from Tennessee. Yeah.
just listen to me. You're twining and whining like all the rest. Well, I got my 45 and 98 up in the mess. 45, yeah, do the 45. 45, yeah, do the 45.
In Midnight Shift there, along with music from the Ultra Kings, they both play the Gas House Dance Hall and... So, you know, like you said, it's going to be a good night for getting on your feet at Liederplatz, both on that Friday and Saturday, August 9th and 10th. And then Liederplatz closes on that final day of Music Fest, that final Sunday, with the Godfrey Daniels Day.
Yeah, and that partnership is great to help us and help them kind of showcase some of their favorite acts this year with Electric Farm, Frog Holler, and then some homegrown Godfrey Daniels sets from a couple other people around. So it'll be a great day there for sure.
And let's listen to something. Electric Farm has a new recording out, and we're going to play you something from that.
There's something called the wayward wind, and it blows right through the season. It pick me up, bring me back again, and at times without a reason. Took me to another town, where Marie, she worked beside me. She took me up and showed me around, where the rivers are divided. And in my dreams I can hold you like the wayward wind. In my dreams I can hold you through the night. In my dreams I can hold you like the wayward wind. In my dreams I can hold you tight. The wind can turn a windmill round, and it's in the air you're breathing.
Safe to lay my head to rest, but not to speak my mind. And looking through bewildered glasses makes me want to try to see things new. 'Cause I've been uninspired, safe to sing. All full of pride, not with a worried mind. And far from me to be complaining, but I thought I knew my rights.
So I think we have time for one more selection, and I know down at Volksplatz, on the final night of Music Fest, which is also August 11th, we were talking about Electric Farm playing and Frog Holler, but that same night is a local group that is a pretty exciting group, and maybe you could tell us a bit about that show that's going to help us close out Music Fest.
Well, they let me know it was going to be massive, so everybody can plan on a production for sure, which is what we want on the last night. We want to keep people there to the last possible minute, enjoying Music Fest, enjoying everything that it has to offer. So I think this Fate of the Egress will definitely deliver on an energetic end to the festival.
Let's take a trip around the world. Take a trip around the world, see what you can see. Don't talk too much, I wonder where you are. It's all I've got to see, such as salty beans. The sand that crunches underneath our feet. I can't believe it's you, follow us around. Hoping for the scraps just like a dog. Mia is a good dog, just like a little flea.
The Lehigh Valley Zone, this way to the egress. Here on Lehigh Valley Art Salon, talking with Mark Demko and Shayna Super of Arts Quest. Mark, how do we navigate all this so we can keep track of it?
a couple great ways. You can visit our website, musicfest.org, or you can download our free app for all platforms and devices. New this year on there, we have some great playlists from our artists, so we're always making tweaks and changes to that. We have about 20,000 people a year who download that app. So I got to add in one thing that we haven't talked about.
Sure.
It's a personal favorite of mine. You know, when you go to Music Fest, there's so many great artists that you listen to and enjoy, but we have a really rare opportunity for an interactive type performance. We have a choir coming down from Toronto for 3 nights. They do this amazing interactive opportunity where they pick a song, they give the words to the audience, and then they teach them how to sing the song, and then they record those either on a professional camera or on a cell phone, and they put it out socially. So it's this great way to bring the community together through music. They were at the Levitt Pavilion last year, and we did Leonard Cohen's Hallelujah. They're coming back for 3 shows in the Music Fest Cafe, 3 nights in a row, and it's really a great way for the audience to get immersed in the festival in a couple different ways. So we're really excited about that.
Great. Now check that all out in the hard copy guide, which I can also pick up around the festival, at the information booths.
Yeah, absolutely. We have the Music Fest program. We're actually distributing it throughout the Lehigh Valley right now. You can pick it up at all the visitor centers. You can pick it up at Steel Stacks and a lot of other places.
Well, thanks for being my guest tonight on Lehigh Valley Arts Salon. Mark Demko, who is the Senior Director of Communications at ArtsQuest, and Shayner Super, who is ArtsQuest Performing Arts Specialist.
Thank you for having us.
And Music Fest takes place the first 11 days in August, beginning on Thursday, August 1st, at 16 free stages and 1 paid stage. It's all online at musicfest.org.